is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Macklin.
That's me.
Yo, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, I wanted to call. I went out with this girl. Her name is Kara. Like, I think we really hit it off. We had a couple of great dates. We had a lot in common. Like, I thought there was, like, chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's a teacher. I used to be a teacher. We went out. Everything was going well. I actually did a favor for her where I went and spoke to her classroom about my Scottish history and my Scottish heritage.
Yeah.
Because, I'm first generation Scottish and, I actually have a master's in Scottish history, so I went and talked to her class, and I thought that went really well.
Wow.
I thought things were going really great. And then, honestly, in like the last week and a half, I've called her 3 times, left 3 different voice messages, and I've texted her a bunch, and I'm getting nothing.
Nothing?
And I have no idea.
Wow, most people would give up after 2 tries. That's like 5 right there. You're really going for it.
Well, there's no, like, it was going on. Like, we were had like, things were going on. So there's, like, it's just stopped. And I have no, I don't know why. It's not like I did anything. So I don't know why it happened.
Hmm. You sound like a nice guy. I got to be honest. You got a personality and all that stuff.
You're trying to figure out what's wrong.
Yeah.
You got to be his look.
Yeah. What do you look like?
Hey, I think I'm a pretty good looking guy, you know?
Yeah, that's what we all say.
Right, but we all can't possibly be good looking.
No one's ever been like, I'm a troll. All right, well, listen, we will call, you said her name is Kara?
Yeah.
We shall give her a phone call next for you, all right, sir?
Hey, thanks so much.
Hopefully she'll take our calls. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we spoke to a gentleman. His name is Macklin. I like that name.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you went out with this girl, Kara, multiple times, right?
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of dates.
Multiple times. He went and spoke to her class about Scotland or being Scottish or Roddy Piper. I don't know.
How many kids you think you put to sleep during that one?
Yo, for real. sounds so interesting. Oh, riveting. I wish I was there for that talk. But he said in the past week, he's called her multiple times, texted her multiple times, and gotten 0 response. So, Macklin, we're going to try and call her for you right now. Please stay quiet and let us see if we can get you another date, okay?
Hello?
Is this Kara?
Yes, this is. How may I help you?
Oh, you're alive. Thank goodness. So, Kara, listen, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. And the reason we're calling you, this is good news. We're calling you because somebody reached out to us to see if we could find you. They were very worried about you.
What?
Yeah. They were concerned about you. They really like you. And they wanted us to reach out to you, see if we could find you. And now that we did, how about this? We have an offer for you to go out with this person, and we will pay for the date.
I don't know. I don't really want to be involved with I'm not trying to be on the radio or anything.
No, it's not a bad thing. Just listen. Just let me explain, okay? So the guy's name, you know him, and you actually like him, too. His name is Macklin.
Okay, just stop right there. I am not going back out with that guy. I cannot be involved with that guy anymore. I'm already up to my neck in hot water at my job thanks to him. I am not even having a meal with that person.
Wow. Hold on a second. You said you're in trouble at work from him?
Surely he told you that we went out. I invited him to my class. Everything was going great. We were learning about, different countries around the world. I thought it would be a great idea for him to come in and talk about Scotland. He's a Scottish guy.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. He comes in a traditional, like, Scottish wear, like with a kilt.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but he wasn't wearing any freaking underwear.
Wait.
In front of my class, basically spread eagle, and it's high school, so you know they're catching on. It was a disaster. There are memes everywhere now. They have them on Snapchat. I mean, the kids are just going crazy. Cell phones out everywhere. Because it's just so much.
Well, you know what? I'm not even going to ask if he knew or not. He's on the phone right now, Kara. Macklin.
Yeah.
Did you realize that you were freeballing or...
You know, I'm really sorry that happened, and I had no idea. You know, I've been wearing a kilt since I was, you know, like 2 years old. That's something that, like, my family does. It's a, you know, it's a 16th century tradition. So it's something that, like, I've been doing for my whole life. So I don't even, you know, I guess I could have crossed my legs. But when you play the bagpipes, you've got to really hold the bags, and you don't really think about it. So, you know, you got to be positioned to hold the bagpipes. So I guess that's probably why my legs were the way they did.
What about, wait. What about the fact that all the kids were, like, taking pictures of you and putting you on Snapchat? You didn't notice that?
I just thought they loved the bagpipes. I thought they were really into the bagpipes.
Like, they was mad entertained.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing.
You cannot just show up to a school with no underwear on and be flashing the kids. It's like borderlining a felony. You can't do that.
I'm not, no one's going to arrest me for wearing a kilt. It wasn't like I walked in naked. I was wearing my traditional garb, so the kids got a glance. It's not like
your traditional garb
seen
you don't even
before.
Have
everyone's got
you're
them.
An American man, you were wearing a Drake T-shirt with the kilt. So I'm not really sure how much of the tradition you're trying to keep up with here, but this is ridiculous.
So wait, Macklin, you're not from Scotland?
Well, no, my parents are Scottish, but I was born in Somerville. Like you know, I'm like 68% Scottish, so I've got Scottish tradition going, like, running through my veins. Like, I am Scottish, and I did my, you know, I studied in Scotland, so I'm Scottish.
What about the Drake shirt?
Well, you know, the Drake shirt, I thought it was going to, you know, be fun for the kids, you know, like, so that, you know, I'm playing bagpipes, and I'm showing that I'm also into conventional music, so, you know,
right.
I thought it was a way to maybe get the kids to, like, get into the bagpipes a little bit.
That's a perfectly reasonable explanation. All right, so listen, Kara, it was an honest mistake. He promised that he won't hang brain in front of the kids again. Can you give him another date?
I just can't. I'm sorry. That can't be my dude. Now this has happened, I'm sorry. I forgive you and everything. We're not going out anymore, dude.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, so not only does this guy get left at a movie theater. Like, she didn't even go into the movie with him. But she also said this, okay?
Oh, no. This is beyond slob. It was nasty. It was disgusting. Like, trash on the floor.
And she still wants a second date. Listen to Mara.